We are reading a scripture this morning from Psalm 103. Let's read it together. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He satisfies my desires with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, the lights make it so it's hard to see, but Psalm 103 was a special psalm for me this summer. When I was in California, I was in Los Altos, and it's not going to show the glory of it. I was in Los Altos, which is a very high mountain, and I could look out and see the San Francisco Bay, and I could see the sun come up in the morning. And so this was one of the mornings a picture I took. I would get my coffee and my journal and sit out on this balcony, and I would watch the sun come up over the mountains, very, very, just get light and then just get brighter and brighter and brighter. And I would read the Bible and journal. And one of the mornings I was reading Psalm 103. And you know, when you have those moments where it's just like, you've read something before a million times, but you just get blown away by it. And you're looking at the most gorgeous creation all around you, and you just can't hardly breathe. That's what it was like on that morning. And I was just struck by the words in that psalm that describe why the psalmist was thankful. They were so thankful because God forgives, because God heals, because God redeems, because God, and I've always thought of forgive, heal, redeem, but the next one crowns us with steadfast love and compassion. I was really captured by that. And I thought, wow, because we've been studying that back at Whitehall. We've been studying God's chesed, God's steadfast love, and also compassion. I knew you were doing that. And I was like, wow, God, you give me your compassion, your love. Like we learned here at Whitehall in the morning services, we learned that those characteristics of God are only used for God. And that when we can't do it on our own. And so I was just like, you've given me this, and I don't have to wait to heaven to get this crown. Like, you give this to us now so that we can have compassion and we can have your love for others. And you satisfy us. And at that moment, I was supremely satisfied as I just saw the beauty of God's creation. And I actually wrote a little prayer, poem, whatever you want to call it, as a response. And it was as if God was speaking to me. And I'm going to read it to you from my journal. Sometimes I draw pictures. Sometimes I write. And every day God gave me a word for the day, and that day my word was listen. So listen, and then I had this psalm and the sunrise in my mind as I was writing. So this is what I felt like God's words were to me. Listen, my beloved, not just for my words, but for my heart. Hear the chatter of the birds, the crunching of the leaves, the sound of traffic so far below, the beeping of the garbage truck backing up, the insistent gurgle of the creek. See the wide eyes of the deer, which I saw quite often there, the glide of the mighty vulture, the fog that covers the mountains, the manicured lawns of the wealthy, the 1,000 shades of green I use to paint my trees. Pine, oak, redwood, palm, maple, eucalyptus all together. Listen, my beloved, I take great delight in my creation. Notice the flowers, the trees, the birds. They do not toil or spin, but they are more glorious than Solomon in all his splendor. Why are you anxious? I will care for you. I am the Lord. I forgive, I heal, I redeem, I satisfy, I crown you with steadfast love and compassion. Listen, my beloved, not just for my words, but for my heart. Listen. So that was a morning of just celebrating God's goodness and just dwelling in God's presence. How often do we do that? Most of the time, our prayers are prayers for help and prayers sometimes of confession, but mostly prayers for help. But how often do we take time to thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness? Ben, Angela, and I, in our house, we pray together twice a week in the morning. We have morning prayers. And when Ben and I lead it, we lead the prayers in such a way that we pray for our church, our world, our community, our neighbors, ourselves. When Angela leads the prayers, we always have to do prayers of gratitude first because she thinks Pastor Ben and I need it. So we do. We need it. We need time to just remember how faithful God has been. This psalm, Psalm 103, is one of my brother John's favorite scriptures. And even as he got sick, you know, he still wanted to hear this psalm. And I would say, but God isn't healing you in the way that, because it says you heal all of our diseases. And so I wrestled with that. And yet John said, God, is it God who heals? And it doesn't always look the way we want, but we continue to proclaim what God has done and to remember how God has been faithful in the past. So how do we as a congregation learn to be grateful people? Usually our prayer requests on the back of our bulletin are almost always prayers for help, things we need. And it's hard for us to think of prayers of praise and thanksgiving. And so we want to take some time this morning to do that. And if you go to the next slide, I found this cartoon this week, and it's from Psalm 103, and it says, you know, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And the little kid saying, but what do I have to be thankful for? And then all of the food on the table that says hope and prosperity and health and forgiveness and protection and faith and peace and love. And I was mindful, like, how do we teach our children to be people that are grateful and thankful and not take things for granted? If we're not doing it ourselves, how will our children learn? Now that I suddenly have three stepchildren, Bruce and I talk about, you know, when just last night he was saying, well, it seems like Chris isn't saying thank you. He just takes it for granted we're going to do this stuff for him. And I said, yeah, well, I think that's pretty normal for a, you know, a kid. But again, it's this idea, how do we teach them? How do we teach our own spirits to take time to thank God? Maybe you need to set your phone alarm, you know, for noon every day. I'm not kidding. And just take 5 minutes and spend time thanking God and seeing what that would be like. There's periods in my life where I've done that for certain things. I set my alarm for a certain time every day, and I stop what I'm doing, and I spend time in prayer about something specific. Maybe we need to do that for counting our blessings. But we're going to take a little time instead of me preaching a sermon. We're going to take time for you to just thank God. So in your bulletin, everybody has this page. It looks like what's up there. And it has the beginning of Psalm 103, and then it has five empty lines because there were five things that the psalmist thanked God for: forgiveness, healing, satisfying, and all those, the things that I listed, redeeming and crowning. So we'd like you to think, what are the things that you want to thank God for from your life, specific to your family and your understanding of God? Now, if you prefer to be creative and not just write with your hands. On the backs of these, there's one that's like this, and there's another one that has a tree, and you can make leaves with the things that you're thankful for. And so there are markers in the back, which I will get, and there are pencils here, if you just need a pen or pencil. So I'll bring that down, and we're going to spend about 5 minutes just where you are writing your own psalm or coloring your own psalm, praising God, and take that time to really just for a minute, just be captured by the good things that God has done for you. Is there anyone that you want to shout out or that you heard someone else say thanks to God for? Smita made me cry. I don't know. That's, you know, it's really hard to make me cry, but. Yeah. Oh, just her list. She read her Psalm of Thanksgiving, and by the end, we were both crying. I don't know. She had a long list. Anyone else have anything that they want to just proclaim to thank God for? Yes. Yeah. And your church family, too. Yes. Yes. Nydia? Okay. Well, we are going to continue. If you want to, you can put these in this God box again, or maybe take it home and put it in your Bible and keep remembering to take time out, because what it does to your spirit is it just reminds you of what is true about yourself, about God, and about God's work in the world. We also want to take time. I'm going to invite Debbie to come forward. And Abby, are you willing to write? Oh, you're busy. Are you willing to write on the Ebenezer Stone? In this spirit of thankfulness, and you just had some time to remember and be thankful, we also want to record on our stone what has happened this past year. This is an old picture of the stone from 2015, but for those of you that are new, the Ebenezer Stone story comes from Samuel, and after God gave his people victory, they set up a giant rock as a marker so that they could tell their children, and they were going to say, this is a sign to remember that God has helped us, that God has saved us. And the word Ebenezer means stone of help. So it was a sign to say, this is how God has helped us thus far. And so every year we take one Sunday where we write on our big stone that I think came from the Byler's farm. And then we have very strong people take the truck or the hand truck, and we cart it outside at the end of our service, and we leave it there, and the snow and the rain come and wash off our words. And then we write it again. And it's a testimony not only to our neighbors, but just to the powers that be of how good God is and how God has been faithful. So not everything that has happened this year has been things we like to have happen. We've had a lot of painful things happen as well. But we rejoice that God has been faithful to us. So our worker bees are up here with their multicolored pens, and they are ready to write things from this year of ways that God has been with us. So you may start shouting them out, and they will start writing them down. What are things that have happened this year that God has been present with us in? Can be happy things, can be sad things, just ways to mark it. So, new babies. Yeah, we're very happy for Leo and for the other babies that have been born. So new babies? Yes. New life. What else? kind of have to think through what happened this past year since last, you know, October, November. Tony? Okay, the ways in which, what's one word that can say that? Okay, cooperation. We live in a nation, especially, we live in a world where there's lots of fighting, and yet we as a congregation are able to cooperate with one another and work with one another across languages. I mean, we fight sometimes, John, but overall, we work together, and the Spirit gives us unity. Cooperation? C-O-O, two O's, P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Marla. Marla has two.
Okay. To remember Mo.
To remember Mo, which is, so we had Mo that died, and we also had Jake that died. We had other people that died too, but specifically those two. So Mo is just spelled M-O-E, and also, Dawn, do you want Jake or Monroe? Monroe. Deb Wright Monroe. So, yeah, so we've had some deaths.
And the second one is for some new cars.
Oh, woo! and Anita's trying to get in on that. She's hoping. She told me this morning on the way to church that her last time she took her driving test, she got a perfect. Until the end, she didn't put it in park soon enough. And they said she flunked. So she's going to go to Easton next time. So she wants to join. But yes, Yarkaw's driving, TU's driving, new cars. We are thankful for that. Carrie. Okay. We are thankful for our friendship with Urban and Janet. And we are mindful that Urban's health is not real good. So continue to pray for them. But yes, we remember them. What else has happened this year? New jobs, right? We've gotten some new jobs. That was a huge praise. Both Naveen and Smita got jobs close to home. Couldn't be any closer. When they told us to pray for that, I was like, yeah, well, right. But here it is. Marla? Oh, yes, we had a baptism. A baptism. And a wedding. And two weddings. Yeah, yeah. Rachel. Okay, so Rachel is thankful. She's been here about a year, and we're thankful for her and her lovely children and her husband, Pablo. Rachel, finding a church community. What else? Sad or happy things? Kuke. Yeah, so I would say Kuke, just K-U, and then a capital K. And also John's dad, and there's others of us that are, or maybe just elderly parents or parents that are dying, I'm not sure, because Marty, we've had a number of people we've been walking through, walking alongside. My mom passed away this year. It's hard. It's hard when it shifts and you're now the parent. It's a different season of life. Nobody's cooking for you. Oh, oh, Mo would cook for you. Yes. Learning to live without your husband has been a great challenge. Yarkaw, Albert, you have any prayers or praises from this year that you want to thank God for? We already say Ayar married, Eklermoo, baptism. We said new baby. Anything else? I'm thankful for this year we had to try to decide if we were going to keep Pastor Danilo, and he's actually preaching at Providence Mennonite Church this morning. Some of you put Pastor Danilo on there. I'm thankful for our decision to continue to support him and moving forward in that, and for their family. Danillo. I'm thankful that Pastor Danilo doesn't get mad that everybody says his name wrong. Pastor Danilio. He just goes with whatever it comes out of our mouth. Just call him Dan. Anything else? Okay. Albert? For Ba? Ba's health. Right. So the baby, because of how he was positioned in her womb, has torticollis. So there will be some therapy that comes to help so that he can turn his neck. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the doctor knows about it, and there's going to be a therapist that will come and help, and we'll work with that. I'm also thankful for Samantha Yeager and for Victor. Yes. For Samantha's story of salvation and her journey with us. I'm thankful that Don got a new house, right? Yep. Anyone else? Okay. Oh, Yarka. Okay. We still pray for Ta'e. Yes, yes. Right. Okay. So put new life or transformation. What Yarka was saying is that the old way of living, there was a lot of drinking in the house, and that there still is for Ta'e. We really need to keep praying for him. But that he is thankful for new life, for Albert and for him and for AR in making different choices with alcohol. Anyone else? So we praise God for transformation. I'm thankful that Carrie's with us again. So, thankful for the people, the neighbors we've met and the pancake breakfasts. Yeah. John's thankful for bacon. I'm thankful for our neighbors that we've gotten to know. Bacon, scrapple, corned beef hash. That we're still alive. All right. Okay. Well, I am just going to offer a short prayer of thanksgiving for God's faithfulness. And we will end with that saying up there, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God, you are faithful. Okay? As they keep writing. God, thank you for walking with us this past year. May this stone be a sign to our neighbors, to ourselves, and to the powers that be that you are a God who walks with your people. You do not leave us alone. You care for us in hard times and in good times. And together we praise you by saying, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God, you are faithful. Amen.